All right, we're talking all things Cripple Creek. In just a moment, we'll be talking with Rob from Friends of the Butte Theater about a great performance that's nearing a sellout, by the way. We could talk about that in just a moment. But right now in studio, I have Annie Valdez with me. She is the co-chair of the Donkey Derby Days for this year. We've been talking, well, first of all, it's great to see you in person.
Thank you,
I don't have very many guests in person these days.
Well, I love it. Thank you. It's nice to see your face.
It's amazing. I used to have like guests all the time, but now you're like one of my first, so that's pretty cool. All right, so the 92nd annual Donkey Derby Days is going to be happening coming up in August in Cripple Creek. Where we stand right now as far as donations are concerned to keep the Donkey Derbies going, and then more importantly, sponsorship, where is that going right now?
Well, right now we are close to having enough, so we're forging onward. We've got all kinds of great plans.
Okay.
But we're not there yet.
Okay.
And we'd really like to get some more sponsorships so we can acknowledge those people publicly and thank them for their contributions.
Yeah. So how does the sponsorship work with Donkey Derby Days?
We have levels from $200 to $10,000, and they'll get promotion on signs, banners, reserved chairs at our concerts, in the program, on the QR code, all of those things leading up, and banners on the streets and so on.
It is going to be amazing this year because so many people have already come forward, right? So a lot of people have been donating, but as you mentioned, the donations have been kind of slowing down a little bit.
I think, Dan, it was that original panic that this historic event was not going to happen.
Right.
So people flooded it. We had more donations in 1 month than all of the history of our internet donations.
Really?
Yeah. Wasn't enough, of course, to get us there, but significant. And now I think people think, they're going to make it happen.
Yeah, let's back off. That's not the case.
But that's not the case. And of course, any extra money we get goes to the donkeys. So there is no, it's not we're just spending crazy on a festival. It's got a purpose as well.
Right. So it's going to help the donkeys, not only this year, but for years to come.
Absolutely.
So keep the donations coming. How can a sponsorship happen?
They go on cripplecreekdonkeys.com.
Okay.
And down at the bottom, there's a contact form, and they can contact me. Our website is being redeveloped, so it's a very simple website now. When you and I were on, you had to scroll way, way, way down. Well, now it's just right there. Go down to the message and message me that you're interested in a sponsorship.
Well, we are going to be there live that day.
Yes.
So that's going to be August 11th.
Yes, absolutely.
I know that date because that's my anniversary, so that's pretty cool.
Well, bring your wife.
Absolutely. Annie, thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it. You know Rob over at Friends of the Butte Theater, don't you?
Absolutely. We've got tickets for Friday night.
Oh,
so
it's going
to
be fun.
Cannot wait to go.
Well, let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with Rob right now. It's going to be an explosive opening weekend. You got close to 600 tickets sold, Rob?
That was last weekend. Last weekend was opening weekend, Don.
Last weekend. Okay, so.
Yeah, last weekend was opening weekend. And now this will be our last weekend because the community shows go for 2 weekends. But we didn't know what a runaway hit it was going to be. The community just jumped all over this. They love it. We hear about it after the show. I hear about it in town. So this next weekend is going to be very, very, very busy.
Absolutely. And a lot of the comments are like, best show I've ever seen at the Butte. Amazing, talented singers. I mean, this sounds like so much fun.
Absolutely it is. For every, a true diehard Patsy fan will absolutely love this. It has a lot about the history of some of her songs and it is the anniversary. This month is the anniversary, the 60th anniversary of the death of Patsy Cline.
Oh my goodness gracious. And I'll bet whoever sings Crazy, I'll bet they just knocked it out of the ballpark.
Well, I don't want to give you too much away, but you'll definitely be hearing that song sung by the entire cast.
Oh, that's great. That's so great.
Yeah.
All right, so how can people get tickets for the performance of Patsy?
Right, they can go for searching for Patsy. They can go to thebuttetheater.com or friendsofthebutte.org, or they can dial 719-689-6402 and talk to Zach to get tickets.
So in the history of Butte Theater, there's never been a sellout?
Not for a community show. See,
the
organization that I have, Friends of the Butte, we have the theater from January through June, and then the professional season starts. And the professionals, they've gotten sellouts, but I do not believe that that the community season has. This response is just amazing. I mean, we're breaking all kinds of records here.
That is so great. Well, Robert, good luck this weekend, and we'll look forward to talking to you about the next performance in the very near future.
Absolutely. And you still have those five sets of tickets to give away, Dan.
Excellent. Oh, five sets. We have five sets. Okay. I was going to ask you, how many do we have? All right. So if you want to go this weekend, you can call between now and by the time we get off the air. If you want a couple of tickets, we'll just give them away to you. All you have to do is give us your name and phone number, and we'll put you on a will call list that I will email Rob. So if you want to go to this performance of Patsy up at the Butte Theater, just give us a call, 719-473-1240. Rob, thanks for the time. As always, we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck for the performance
so
this weekend.
Much.
You're welcome. It's our pleasure. Annie, thank you for coming in as well.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is our pleasure.